This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go, the big show. That's right, that's what I call it, and I'm not going to stop. Because you know what? If we want others to think that way, we start thinking about that way internally first. And that's the way I've always thought about this show.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
There you go. So the big show, final hour on the clock. It's a bigger show today because it's Nick's birthday. You all being the loyal suspects that you are, and we appreciate you. I love the fact that you guys have started to reach out and touch Nick in ways that he couldn't imagine.
Like his uncle did.
Like,
what?
Like, that was so red. I did not expect that at all.
That's my bad. That's my bad.
Damn you, uncle.
I wasn't supposed to. Uncle Sciarra.
His uncle would be
naughty
celebrating
parts.
Nick's birthday with him today, but he's in jail.
Nick.
So we like you guys celebrating with him instead. He actually has to work tonight as well, so that's why this is big. He's getting balloons.
Out of all the jokes Barry's thrown at me, that's the last thing I expected.
That was good.
Yeah.
Really good.
So I would get violated by my
someone
uncle.
Someone texted that in.
Touched you like your uncle, huh?
Yeah.
That is the got another text. Does Nick have Venmo? Nick, get your damn Venmo. The suspects, the listeners want to know what it
drinks.
Is. What is it?
Y'all are just
I'm gonna cough it up.
What is it? I know you have it on your phone, old ass Nick.
It's Nick Dash Sciarra.
There you go.
Nick Sciarra. Nick's happy hour will be approximately midnight tonight. Right after he's gonna actually roll the birthday out. And open up the new year.
I swear
year.
To God, if you celebrate after 12:01, I'm punching you in the gullet.
I tell you what.
Right in the gullet.
I might be done celebrating after
right.
this show.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Are you all? Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
So. Yeah, you've drank almost all of the bottle of Hennessy in 2 hours.
It's a tiny bottle. It's like a sampler. It's like a
that
little sampler.
That is not a sampler. I would be on the floor right now if
this
I drank all that
This is about the
Hennessy.
Same size that, you remember when we went to Sunfest and you had all those little crowns?
Yeah.
It's about the same size as those little crowns.
Yeah. No, that is not the same size as those little crowns. This is how I know you're a professional drinker. There's no way I would be standing right now if I drank all that Hennessy.
Yeah, I've got an issue for sure.
Yeah, you definitely do. Take some of this Venmo money and get counseling.
That's the beauty of this company, too. You know, if you worked at the cardiac company or the bad highway, they would be all over you in a negative way.
They actually
celebrate with you.
The cardiac company, I'm assuming, is iHeart.
Yes.
And the bad freeway would be 610.
Correct.
Do they not allow drinking over there? Would that be frowned upon at either
of
those?
Oh, there's a lot of... Remember?
Time out. You know what? I take that back. Because I think it's just because on-air personalities, probably they would frown on it. Although, at the cardiac company, their big cash cow has a happy hour every Friday with his entire staff, producers and otherwise, that all drink throughout.
Who's that?
Your best friend. You were talking about earlier today.
Alyssa Milano?
No. Second best friend.
Really?
And at the other place, they
used... We share a common name.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
At the other place,
Barry
at the
Warner.
Bad Highway.
No, not
at the Bad Highway, they used to have a happy hour where employees would start celebrating and drinking at happy hour, like at 3 o'clock on a Friday.
Okay.
But it would never roll over into like anything close to the studios or the shows.
Nice. Yeah.
I remember I posted a picture of us three taking a shot. Remember?
Yeah.
I think it was like for New Year's.
Okay.
Was it that? Remember that whiskey shot?
I know
it. Yep. I do remember doing it, but I don't remember what it was for.
And everybody was like, Nick and Joel and Barry are taking a shot in the studio. Dude, it's not just cardiac station and the bad highway. It's literally stations all over. Because we have a network. We have SB Nation Radio, which is a national platform. So we have relationships with multiple local radio stations across the country. And they were all just shocked that I took a shot with you, which was just one, remember?
Yeah.
It was literally one shot that you guys didn't even want to do another one.
It should have hit me a lot harder than either one of you.
Yeah.
And
by the way, John Parker wanted to know, do we get the Cheesecake
Factory? We absolutely did. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you, John Parker.
It has arrived, John.
Very, very well done.
Happy birthday to Nicholas. Yeah. Somebody said, give the ball back for one season of season tickets sounds fair and a meet and greet. I don't know, man.
I think that's a bit much.
Yeah. I think you just got to go a bunch of gear and the meet and greet, and you're probably good.
Yeah.
Or cash. If the team, like with A-Rod, wanted to pay cash, I'd certainly accept that.
If they offer it, I think you look awful if it gets out that you started by dropping that you wanted cash.
Yeah.
If they offer it to you, I think it's a different story.
Yep.
Because I think, like I said, if you get a game-worn jersey that's signed by a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. If you have an Albert Pujols.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. So that'd be a lot of money. All right. We were talking earlier about the fact that my DirecTV signal went out last night right before Reddick's catch. Brian wants to get in here. Brian, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First of all, happy birthday, Nick.
Thanks, man.
I just want to let you know I got a little life hack for you guys. Been managing sports bars for a while. And I actually found this out last year during that Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight whenever Harvey was rolling in. If you go to your guide settings on DirecTV and change it to show all channels and put it on the standard definition version of the channel instead of HD, that signal will come through a lot longer. I mean, obviously, it's not as visually pleasing, but it's better than staring at that black box, that empty screen that reminds you you're paying for something you can't use.
So you do it through its settings?
Yeah, go to the settings, change the guide settings. It's usually it's set to HD only, but if you change it to show all channels,
that's
you'll be able to see the standard definition version of that channel, and it'll come through.
That is outstanding.
Suspect,
Brian, you're not only helping Joel, you're helping the rest of the suspects that have DirecTV. We appreciate you. What do you manage?
DirecTV, thanks to NFL. If you have DirecTV, then that's just one way you can get around it.
Where you at, Brian?
Yeah, give a plug to your bar.
Oh, I'm at the Flying Pug Sports Pub up in the Woodland.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. I know exactly where that's
Barry's
at.
Neck of the
I
woods.
Need to swing by one day, Brian. I'll come by and
all right,
say hi.
All right, sounds good, brother. Yeah, I'm there all the time.
Very good.
Thanks
appreciate
for listening,
you,
Brian. Appreciate it. Thanks for all the pro tip, and thanks for being a suspect. So there you go. Birthday gifts galore for you.
I don't mind watching a game in standard definition.
It's not.
I would rather see the catch in SD than to miss it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, for baseball... Or even for sports. I mean, I'd watch basketball in standard definition if that's all I had.
If that's all you had. But I think, obviously, you get spoiled, too. You don't realize how good the cameras and the clarity are these days until you have to watch a standard def game.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. And you're like, damn, I miss it. Hey, real quick, I had this just popped up on my Twitter feed. So I wanted to – I may have brought this up before. Joel, but this there's
well, hello.
Here, I'll show the peeps on the stream. This is a follow on Twitter if you have not done it already. Carly Joe. It's at Cup of Carly Joe. She's the owner of Bikini Beans Espresso in Kent, Washington. And it's Cup of CARLIEJO. Carly Joe. And basically, it's a bikini coffee spot. And I guess she owns it, and it's her and I guess some other chick. I don't even know how I found this. I think one of the people that I follow retweeted it. So I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good follow. And she basically just tweets whatever she serves coffee in each day. Not to be missed. I will tell you that. So I wanted to get that out of the way.
She apparently has like a live nude sexy cam show.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, I just Googled it.
Oh, well, there you go.
On
if you want the rated, I guess... PG-13 or R version?
Yeah, this doesn't seem
Twitter.
Like...
Twitter.
Yeah.
At Cup of Carly Joe. Very first one I just showed Joe. Joel. Not bad. Not bad at all. So you're welcome for that. Okay.
Yeah. That's how these things happen around here for those that aren't in tune with how things happen. People suggest that we go to sites and check out people like Abigail Ratchford.
And then you get in trouble.
At Cup of Carly Joe, yeah, and then you get scolded for that.
Yeah.
So those things can happen. We got that going for you, which is nice because we're giving back to the suspects, just like we got Brian to give us some valuable information on how to beat the troubles of DirecTV. So that's fantastic. As we continue to move on, we've got a lot to tell you about, including besthotelrates.com. We tell you this all the time, and we need you to take our advice because we know that you guys travel out there, whether you're going traveling for business or you're looking to line up a family vacation. Maybe you just want to get to Vegas for your birthday. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go to besthotelrates.com because they do all the work for you. Once you've already looked into getting your flights lined up and all those different websites that can help you there, they always say they can help you with hotels too, but they don't have the hookups and they don't have the deals. Besthotelrates.com has already prearranged deals with over 600,000 hotels worldwide. That means they're probably already having deals in place with hotels that you're already thinking about staying at, but you're going to pay a whole lot more if you don't go through them. And the name is as easy to remember as anything else. You just go to besthotelrates.com. You plug in the dates you're going to be traveling. You plug in all of the pertinent information, and they come back to you with great rates on great hotels. They've done the work for you, so it's always going to be a safe, secure environment in the hotel. Your reservation and your payment is going to be completely safe as well on the internet, and they're going to take care of you so you get the best hotel rate at the best price possible. Check them out. The name says it all. It's besthotelrates.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK...
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The big show rolls on. It's a big show always, but it's even bigger when it is a Nick Sciarra birthday jamboree. It's a celebration. If you haven't joined in on the fun, well, you're late and therefore you should pay. 5353 West Alabama, fourth floor. Send all gifts, packages, and deliveries for Nick's birthday. He'll be here till a little after 4. With plenty of other surprises possibly in the works before midnight tonight. But overall, just feel free to contribute in any way you feel you can to celebrate the world-class efforts that are Nick Sciarra. So there you have that. You have a very perplexed look on your face.
Well, I accidentally clicked on the link you had in the show doc.
Yeah.
For that Jenna Jameson article.
Yeah. What about it?
Wow. Boy.
What's more wow? How big she had gotten?
No,
or
just the fact that I guess porn takes a toll on you.
She looks rough, right?
Like, not even the fact that she had gained weight from having a baby. I don't judge that. Like, I gained my own weight and I never had a baby. So I'm not going to judge that necessarily. But just in general, and I know we all age, but I don't know. She, face-wise...
Well, and she's got all tatted up now.
Her body again is great, and she's, you know, she apparently she was on keto and lost a ton of weight over, not literally a ton, but a lot of weight over the last year, and she's proud of it, and she took pictures, and I would be too. Good for her. But let's just talk about the face.
She's had work done there, too,
that
went
south.
This is proof
that you can lose weight, but you can't necessarily lose aging and the effects of it on you. She used to be attractive, right? Like, we can all agree that.
For sure.
Yep. At one point, Jenna Jameson was, dare I say, hot. And then we're all going to get old, so I don't want to judge, but wow, I just wasn't prepared for that. Because I feel like some people age gracefully, and like, I think Pamela Anderson looked good for a really long time. Not anymore, but even as she aged, but boy. I was not prepared for that. So
45 years young.
That's
she looks
it?
Older than that. She really
wow,
does. Man.
She's 45?
April 9th, 1974.
She's had work done too.
Wow.
But like I said, I think the work she's had done on her face went south.
That could be.
Well, it's a maintenance thing, and she might have let herself go.
I mean, she did, but she got it back in her body. She got it back in shape. Good for her, because I can't.
Well, the thing is, these people, they have so much money that. Because I'm a type of guy that I need to be motivated. I can't really work out by myself. I need someone to yell at me.
So you just pay a trainer? I probably
would
be
that way.
I've
paid for a trainer quite a bit. It's the only time I've successfully.
Really?
Yeah. Seen any type of.
I think I would probably
that
be like that.
Successfully had any results.
Like, you pay somebody and be like, hey, I'm not going to come to you because I'm lazy. So you're going to have to come to my house, kick down my door, drag my big ass out of bed and make me work out, and then I'll be in shape. Yeah, you're right.
Plus, I wouldn't know what to do every day. Like, there was like this really good trainer I had at the University of Houston, and he gave you like a discounted rate of $30 an hour, but he would never hold you to just an hour. He would hold you for a full hour and a half. And I'll tell you what, I've never been worked out as much as him. I need someone to motivate me, and it can't be a friend, to be honest with you. It's got to be someone I kind of don't know.
So he's going to hold you for more than an hour?
Well... You know what I mean, sir. Yeah, an hour and a half. Like, he's really good about making sure you're completely... What are you showing?
The Jenna Jameson picture.
Yeah, I saw some of those pictures,
I'll show
too.
The peeps on the stream if you want to see it.
She's got two full sleeves now.
Yeah.
Of tats.
I just, like, I don't know.
At
I
this
don't
point, she's
this...
been through Tommy Lee and Tito Ortiz.
I don't want to be this judgy.
Well, that's probably.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being overly judgy, but man.
But give her credit, because if it's Keto or whatever it is,
body
where she is now, from where she was, and she's had multiple kids and all that other stuff. Yeah, she's done really well in that department, no doubt about
it. Listen, don't judge me for what I'm about to say. Oh, yeah. I'm just speaking the truth, or my truth. I'm just telling you my observation. But this, that one picture I just showed on the stream, I feel like that is the face of a person that did a little too much meth.
I could see how you could say that.
I was going to say blow, but...
Really?
Yeah, but meth, blow, whatever. It's they're both pretty bad.
And I'm sure she at some point had a drug problem. That's an assumption, but I don't know. It just, that's the kind of face you would expect to see from someone that was like, finally, finally off meth. And then they like, boom, but you can't hide it that you did it. It's still.
I mean, I just think that, you know, there was a time when life was really good for her. She was on top of the world. And I'm sure they were partying hard while they were enjoying life and reaping the benefits of her popularity. And you know what? A lot of people come down and don't bounce back. At least she bounced back in terms of taking care of herself, because she got pretty loose.
She got large. But she, good for her, because, boy, I tried to do the keto, and I'm already off of it.
I was wondering, like...
Forget that. Just all it took was one weekend out of town, and I was like, carbs, no, so I'm done with that. I'm just trying to eat healthy. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to eat better. All these fad diets and all that, I can't do it.
I was going to ask you, like... what carbs are allowed? And
it's so hard to do it, because even if you're going to do the keto diet, then people are like, well, but are you really doing keto? Because you have to do a certain amount of fat versus protein versus the little carbs that you get and all these other things. And it's like, I don't have time to do math. I just want to eat. And I remember back in the day on Atkins, they were like, you can eat as much as you want, just don't eat carbs. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So I would just stuff my face. And that's what I did this time, thinking, oh, well, it's keto. So I'll just stuff my face with... proteins and fats, and I don't have to worry about it. But then it dawned on me, it's a really simple formula. If you eat more calories than you burn, you're not going to lose weight. So I'm like, I'm eating 3,000 calories worth of proteins and fats, and I'm like, I'm not burning that much. Why aren't I losing as much weight as I thought I would? And it just makes sense. So I was like, you know, I just need to watch my calories. That's the main thing.
No
doubt.
Just
eat better. Don't eat like a slob that I am, and but good for her for getting in shape. And
yeah, absolutely. Kudos to her.
She lived a rough life.
Yeah, and she's come back. Like,
that's the takeaway from the pictures I've seen on her Instagram. And
at the end of the day, good for her, because she when you look at a lot of these former pornographic actresses, when you look at their wiki, they're always like, oh, entrepreneur, webcam model, and former pornographic.
Yeah.
Like they've been able to succeed from what they've done on camera. So.
And good. You think about it, 20 years ago, you could have never gotten away from porn. Once you were in, that was it. It was like
That's probably true.
Except instead of blood in, blood out, it was something else. Candyman said, I can't wait for tonight's game. I'm even more excited for Barry's Funny's Draymond Green jokes.
Yeah, you kind of took Joe Ingles.
I kept going. Yeah.
I think Draymond Green would respond very well to you, by the way.
You think?
Yeah, like if you had if you're being trying to be comedic but not like annoying with this with your questions.
No. I wasn't doing questions.
I'm talking about just in general.
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that Asian guy obviously aggravated him.
Right. Like what I was gonna do with Joe Ingles.
Yeah, like I feel like Draymond Green would be a guy cool enough to roll with it.
Okay.
Joe Ingles, I don't know.
But yeah, if you want, well, during the games, at Barry's Funny on Twitter, I try to just come up with different ways to make fun of a particular player on the opposing team. And last series, it was Joe Ingles. This series, Draymond Green. So it can be annoying to some people. I happen to have a good time. So that's what I do.
It's all in fun.
That's right.
Yeah, everybody needs to have a good time. By the way, did you see Tony Romo?
I did not.
Tony Romo, who we all know is an avid golfer, got a sponsor's exemption to play in the Byron Nelson in Dallas. So home field advantage. He plays the course all the time. He was geared up for it. He was pumped. I give him credit because, you know, everybody wants to be a pro golfer, but they just don't realize how good these guys are and how good you have to be to compete. He birdied his first hole. He went into number 9, 2 under par.
That's crazy.
He bogeyed 9, and then I think bogeyed or double bogeyed 9. He hit a ball in the trees that he couldn't get out. And then it went completely south on the back 9, We had his whole family watching, his dad, his wife, his kids. But he still only shot 4 over 76. So he was going to try and go low today. But most guys that are amateurs trying to play in a PGA event will shoot in the high 80s, will blow up. The fact that he was competing at a pretty good level through 8.5 holes, I give him a lot of credit. That's
crazy.
Saying something. Man. And they said he said he could feel it all day. The crowd, like they said, his galleries were bigger than just about anybody on the course.
Really?
And this is a PGA Tour event. This is Jordan Spieth playing in this event.
That's crazy.
A hometown type guy, right?
Yeah,
too.
That's
so
wild.
Romo got
good
a lot
him.
Of love from the crowd. He was playing really well. It kind of collapsed a little bit at the end, but he said, you know, he's got one more round to try and make the cut today. So he said he was going to go low. He had the right attitude about it, but I give him credit for that. A lot of people poo-poo on Tony a lot,
yeah,
but that's pretty darn cool when you get to the point where you can compete at that level.
That's good for him, man. Somebody wants to send Nick a stripper for his birthday. They're like, I want to send
Is
him a
Todd's
stripper and a lap dance. Yeah, it's Todd. Yeah, because someone texted and said, I sent Nick a male stripper for his birthday, and it's definitely Todd Farquharson. Todd, get naked, go! Nope, he's not. No one wants to see that. We all...
He dressed like Nick would like, plaid shirt, jeans. Nick's kind of look, yeah.
He'd like that, huh? This is a pretty... I think we may have talked about this already, but somebody said, would beating the Warriors and not winning a title make the season a failure?
Yep.
You think so?
Yeah.
If once you beat the Warriors, because that's, it can't be about that, right?
But that's what they've made their end game.
Yeah, we're going to beat the Warriors. But if it happens to be in the semifinals of the conference and not the conference or the title game.
But when you beat the team that you were targeting the whole time and they're supposed to be the best of the best and you get by them, the reward is supposed to be you get to the ultimate destination you were supposed to get to otherwise, which is a title.
Right.
So I think it's a disappointment. If you beat the Warriors
now,
and don't win it all.
You were in this organization.
Uh-huh.
You know this answer better than anyone. So I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Would the organization be happy with beating the Warriors and not winning a title?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I think that there would be a little kind of chuckly F you to the Warriors because they beat them and so that they didn't win. But I think there'd be a whole lot of red ass because of the fact that, again,
the
front office is as hyper-competitive as anybody. And they would really want to win it all and expect to win it all if they eliminate the Warriors.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know because I would hate for them to be like, at least we beat the Warriors, you know, like at least we beat them. I mean, we didn't win a championship, but hey, we brought down Goliath.
Yeah, doesn't count. They don't want the consolation prize. They want the hardware. They want the satisfaction of knowing that they won it all because they beat the Warriors.
Speaking of hardware.
Yes.
Speaking of rings.
Speaking of jewelry.
Guys, you are running out of time. Klein's Jewelry is the play. Mother's Day just around the corner. It is this Sunday. Do you have mom something yet? Do you have something she's going to love? Not just mom as in your mom, but mom as in the mother of your children. You need to take care of both of them. And what better way to do that than some outstanding jewelry from Klein's Jewelry? Get over there and see my guy, Mark Klein. They've been around since 1969. All Mother's Day inventory and jewelry are in stock and ready to go. That means you get off work in an hour and a half. You drive right to Klein's, which is super easy to get to, 5868 Westheimer. 5868 Westheimer. You drive in there, you get a ring, a pendant, bracelets, earrings, watches, whatever it is. He's got it. It's in stock. It's ready to go. You walk in, you pick it out, you walk out. Mom's happy. The mother of your kids is happy. You're in good shape and in good standing. Dude, I'm telling you guys, Mark made me look like a hero with my wife because I promised her a long time ago that I would upgrade her ring on a 10-year anniversary. And I did that. And it was because of him that she got exactly what she wanted, the way she wanted it, and she could not be happier. I got to skip a whole year of buying gifts because Mark made me look that good when it came to the ring that I upgraded for my wife. He's got it all in stock for you. It's the best price in the city. He's going to beat everything hands down. Call him or text him right now, 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. Call or text him. He's going to hook you up. Best price in town, guaranteed. Don't overpay. Go to Klein's Jewelry. It's that simple. Guys, we're back in 60 seconds. ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hot like the pizza that's rolling in now for Nick's birthday. I love this. You suspects, we love you. Thank you so much for making Nick's special day even brighter with you guys reaching out and sending gifts his way. It's fantastic.
Happy birthday to Nick, and wow. Glad that I got to share in his birthday pizza.
Seriously, thank you to all the listeners. This is probably the best birthday I've had.
It's because I'm here.
No, not because of you, because of the listeners, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
No, but I do appreciate everybody's presence. I appreciate the pizza, the beer, the cupcakes, the gift cards, everything.
The
Hennessy.
Cheesecake.
The
you
cheesecake.
Really appreciated the
Who
Hennessy.
Brought the pizza, by the way? Because I want to make sure we don't forget.
I don't know.
No, someone said they were sending in
the
pizza.
They were. Yeah, somebody said they're going to send up Domino's.
Let me see.
I'll find out from the front desk if we can.
Type in Domino's and the deleted items. That'll tell you who it was.
Okay.
Do you know how to do that, Joel? Do you need me to come walk you through it? Hey, Mandy said happy birthday, Nick.
Thank you, Mandy.
So you got
Thank
that
you,
as well.
John Parker.
Yep.
Thank you, D Mata, for the currency.
Got your coins for your coin collection.
Thank you, Gal Media, for the cupcakes. Thank you, Chris, for the Hennessy. A bunch of goodies.
It wasn't. Never mind. And somebody made the comment. Our listeners really like us. I can't believe it. It's true though. They like you. I don't know.
They like us. They like the radio station. We've got good listeners. They just like to have fun and mess with us and get underneath our skin.
Are you going
to
eat some pizza? Maybe help you sober up a little?
I kind of need to because it's almost done.
Oh, my God. Nicholas. Yeah. He's going to be like, hey, we're back. Yeah.
I think I'm good, but yeah.
Hot. Every time we come back from a break, Nick has to let us know that our mic is hot by telling us hot in our ear. I just have a feeling he's just going to not even tell. He'll think he's pushing the button to let us know. He's going to be in the studio by himself going, hot.
That's why
we're not going to be on air for like 3 or 4 or 5 minutes because he's like, what?
I was going to say, the rest of the show, don't take anything for granted. Look at your buttons to make sure that the blue light is not on.
If we have technical issues, we just want to point out it's probably drunk Nick.
Yeah. I'm going to have to own up to it.
You are.
I'm drinking on the video stream. So.
Have you been sipping it the whole time?
The whole time.
Shooting it or sipping it?
No, just sipping it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to get you a flask. Do you have a flask?
Believe me, I've got several.
You're like,
I've
got it covered.
Several.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you have a flask that you can hide? Like,
yeah, I've got small ones. I got small ones that work like Yetis. I've got all kinds of flasks.
Because they make some that are like a baseball glove, and it so you take it to the stadium, mm-hmm. and you're like,
I've got one that you can fit in your fifth pocket.
I told you back home because it gets so cold for Packers games and Badger games that they make binocular flasks. So it looks like you got your binoculars around your neck, getting ready to go to the game, and you just fill it completely.
That's
to the top
genius.
Of the
That's what I was thinking. I'm not the glove.
Yeah.
It was binoculars.
That is so genius.
You don't have one of those, do you?
I do not.
I need to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get you a recorder flask that looks like a video or a tape recorder. So when you're at the Rockets game, you're like, hey, what did you think about that play? And you're not recording. It's just you're like, hurry up and talk so I can drink from this.
Hopefully it could record. That way I can sip like drinks between.
That's true.
Questions.
If it did both.
Yeah.
That would be pretty badass. Yeah, we got to hook you up with that.
No doubt about it. I can't find the pizza.
The Domino's person?
No, I put in Domino's and it didn't pop up. I put pizza in there.
Somebody said, happy birthday, Nick. You look good for 40. Nick is our Jenna Jameson.
Oh, hell no.
That face has been through some
That's probably true, though.
I mean,
it
I'm not
definitely
saying,
has.
I'm
not well, not my you, face itself.
No,
but.
No. I'm not saying you look like you do blow, but saying, it looks like you've been through some stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Look like Artie Lang, do I?
No.
His nose is all messed
man,
up.
Man, it looks like he's been like in too many hockey fights.
Well, you snort some glass and see what happens.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, that's,
you
what,
heard that's what it was.
Well, yeah, like
shards
it was,
of glass inside of the Coke.
How could
on
you
accident.
Do that? Somebody,
I heard
dude.
The story about it. Basically, there was something like they were chopping it up or something broke and like shards of the glass ended up in the Coke and he saw the line. He was like, oh, I'm going to do this. And he did it. And it wasn't like she did it intentionally necessarily. She just shouldn't have left it out or cleaned it up or something. I don't know. But it was all by accident. But that's what he said happened to his nose was he snorted Coke that had shards of glass. In
Absolute
it.
Shame because I don't know if he still has a career anymore, but he did have a career. He had a decent
boy.
Career.
He was.
Oh,
big.
He still does.
Yeah,
he still totally does.
Even with that nose.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's part of the deal. People want to see it.
And that's
they,
true.
And they find if so they true. Knew that he had it because and how he got it, they want to be a part of it.
That dude is beloved. People like and you know his fans are a lot like ours. I mean they're loyal. They like him. They're his fans because they enjoy what he does and. Yeah, they're not going away anytime soon.
Do you know anything about Louis C.? Not to put you on the spot, okay. But do you know anything about Louis C.K.? Like, is he still performing? I know he did one performance since.
I've seen a couple things where there are some clubs that are allowing him to perform again, and it's pissing people off because they feel like he shouldn't.
They probably will get over it if he's still getting gigs.
No, at I'm saying, point, like, I know other club owners that are like, why would you let that dude work your club? Why would you give that guy another opportunity to do comedy again? Now, I feel like if you're Louis C.K., you could probably go and get arenas around the country and smaller ones. I'm not suggesting that he's going to go and do the Toyota Center, but if he went to the Arena Theater.
Or the Financial Center.
Yeah, or something like that, or what used to be the Verizon downtown next to the Hard Rock.
Yeah, some of those places, 4,000 or 5,000 people.
He could probably fill it up at least three quarters full on a one-nighter, one show.
Yeah.
There are that many people that probably still like him. So I know he's still doing comedy. He's still active, and there are still places that are booking him, but it's just not a lot. It's never going to be the same again.
Yeah.
He screwed that
you
up.
You look at it.
Net worth-wise, he was like, when I looked up like stand-up comics in terms of like the richest ones and who was like the most net worth, he was way up there,
oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say it was something like $40 million, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I mean, he should be okay if he was relatively smart with his money because in terms of net worth, he's up there in terms of stand-up comics. Totally. I want to say it was 40 or 44 million is what I saw on the website.
I'm Googling it right now because I'm curious to see what it is now.
Yeah, I mean, he was worth the money.
We talk about it. I think Louis C.K. and Barry, again, you can verify this, but he's in a much better place than R. Kelly. I mean, we talked the other day about how R. Kelly is trying to get the state of Illinois to release him from the fact that he can't travel anywhere so he can go overseas to do shows so he can make enough money to pay his legal fees.
Yeah. He's not, and he's had his own issues, but it's not like that. Like, I think a lot of it was that he would just, from what I was read and told and whatnot, and this was known for years in the business, that he just liked to, I mean, for lack of a better term, if you got kids in the car, I'll give you 3 seconds to change the channel. 3, 2, 1. But he just liked to masturbate in front of people.
I was like, Louis C.K. a half did. A second.
Like, oh, well, 3, 2.
You're like 3, 2. You know what? Did you even say 2? You went to 3 to 1. You went straight to 1.
You have 3, 1, masturbate. like it's true. But that's, huh?
True story.
Yeah.
Jim Foley, when it was Gene and Jim, and Foley obviously never knew technology, and we used the old style recorders. And he every day he had to do the coach's interview. He'd go, okay, interview coming down in 3, 2, 1. We're back with Rudy Tomjanovich on the Rockets Pre. And the producer's like, wait a minute. He never even took a breath. He just, every night he would go, all right, interview comes down in 3, 2, 1. Greg Popovich is with me on the set. Producers would be driven crazy.
There's
got to
be a space there. But, yes. But look, we've already told you, this is not a kid-friendly show. So I gave you a second and a half warning. That's still plenty. But I digress. Louis C.K. would be like, hey, guys, I'm gonna rub one out. You guys cool with that? No? Doesn't matter. I'm doing it anyways. He would have people in his room, like chicks, like female comics. They'd be like, hey, I'm just gonna go ahead and masturbate. Is that cool in front of you? And they're like, not really, no.
Creepy,
and he'd be like,
weird.
He'd be like, yeah, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna go ahead and do it, even though you said no, and it makes you uncomfortable. I'm just gonna do it. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
It is weird.
It's a weird thing to want to do in front of people. That's a very private thing. That's a very personal thing.
It's just, yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
But it's a tendency of so many dudes. I mean, why do people send dick pics?
Oh, that don't.
You might, yeah. How's the Hennessy, Nick?
That's pretty good.
Got him! Or he got himself!
You didn't do too bad, buddy. 3:41, you finally had to dump yourself. That's
a birthday right there.
Because you can say D picks. You just can't say what the D is if you're going
to
say picks.
Way to go, Richard.
Yeah, that was.
I don't think I've ever dumped myself on the air.
But you know what's crazy about all that too?
Oh boy!
It seems like good all these people are going to get.
I hope you dumped yourself like
more opportunity. Drunk,
like, I pushed it. He's just over there pushing his phone button. I got it.
He did walk away after that too, like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. But these guys are still getting opportunities. R. Kelly, we talked about a country that would have him perform there.
It's crazy.
Or if Louis C.K. still has opportunities. How about the fact that Matt Lauer was in discussions with CNN and his ex-boss
Crazy.
And then the employees finally found out and was like, I need a town hall because we can't. That's not acceptable.
But
Billy Bush, that was the grabber in the pee with Donald Trump.
Yep.
Just signed $3.5 million a year with Extra TV.
Wow.
Still getting work.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Hey, you know what's not crazy? Getting cash back in your pocket. That's not crazy. That's a fact. That happens. And it happens when you have the GetUpside app. Go download it right now. It is free. You don't pay a dime. In fact, all it does is give you cash back in your pocket. That's its sole reason for being and existing as an app. Totally free to download. iTunes, Google Play, doesn't matter. Put it on your phone. Use my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. You're going to get extra savings on your first fill up through the app. Two ways you can get cash back through this app. When you fill up at the pump or when you go out to eat. And then they've got hundreds of restaurants around the city where you can get up to 35% cash back in your pocket just by using the app. Look, you're already going to go have a burger for lunch, right? You're already going to go to Burger King. Why not just pull the app up, say, oh, this Burger King over here is offering me 25% or 30%. And then you get that cash back in your pocket. So you spend $10. Don't leave $2.50 at the table. Get that cash back through the GetUpside app. It's so easy to use. Like, I know so many people that are switching to it because they're like, yo, there's really no catch. You get cash back. We had one of the listeners tell us that they went and saw Endgame on the money they made through the GetUpside app. Guys, it's super easy. If you're not on this, I don't know what you're doing. You obviously hate money. So download the app, put in my promo code Barry and get extra savings. ABC 13 talked about it in a story they did for their website. People here at the station, Nick uses it, I, AJ, my wife, lots of people using this because it works and it's so easy. Make sure you go download it. Make sure you put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up on top of the up to 25 cents a gallon. You can already get it over 500 stations, gas stations around the city. Make sure you check it out. It's called Get Upside, completely free. Promo code Barry. Get that cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Final segment of Nick Sciarra's birthday bash on an FBI Friday. Usual Suspects, I personally want to thank you all because of the participation of you, the suspects. Nick has had a ball. We have always loved hearing that, seeing that, and going through that. So that's good.
It's been a good show and a good birthday. Cool. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Barry, for spearheading this whole
pretty cool
deal. And thank you to the listeners for bringing pizza, beer, Hennessy, cupcakes,
balloons,
several rounds of cupcakes, cheesecake.
Everyone in this damn station should be thanking you because you just fed them for the rest of the evening.
Look, there's some more pizza here.
By the way, who's the one on the phones? He's got the John Overheel, Lance and Dell shirt on.
I told him to have a slice. Are you mad that he came in for a slice?
No. It's the way he had a slice.
I'm mad that he put one hand on one piece of pizza that he wanted, but he had to stabilize the other piece to tear him apart.
Oh, he was one. Yeah.
And left the other piece that he had already put his hand on. You can't do that, bro. That's disgusting. You take a napkin and you hold that other piece that you're not going to eat. You don't just barehanded like that.
Or like Tyler did, you
bring him in. Call him out right now.
Pinch the middle of the piece of crust and pull up.
Pull it straight up and you tear off a piece.
That's right. And it got done. Tyler's a champion eater.
You could tell Tyler eats good. A lot. Pizza. Whatever. I'm not saying he's fat. I'm just saying he's a professional eater. Okay, maybe. But he just tore it right off. One-handed, didn't have to touch another piece. By the way, the piece that he took was the one that the intern touched. So they could deal with that.
Yeah.
That's gross. Like, I made the other guy that you sent in. I was like, no, you go get some paper towels and you grab them like a civilized person. You just come in here and start.
I can see you saying that, too.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of professionals.
Speaking of disgusting, Clarence called. No.
and disgusting. Just based kidding. On what he tweets. You and he said.
Son of a.
Just kidding, Clarence.
He had to drop himself, Clarence. So be careful what you say today. Actually, it'd probably slide through. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I want to say happy birthday to Fart Sciarra.
Nice.
And furthermore,
thank you, sir.
We have gotten two out of the three suspects drunk on air. One more.
That Joel, leaves Joel Blanch.
Joel's left. We're coming
time
for
out,
you, Joel.
Time out, time out. When did you get drunk on air?
Oh, the Christmas party?
Dude, I've been drunk on this show
hammered.
Like three
oh,
times,
that's true.
Four
yeah.
times.
If the Christmas party counts. Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Christmas party.
He was one step from sloppy.
Mm. Well, you ain't never
well,
lied.
You haven't looked at his steps then, because we saw him after the show, and he was tap dancing.
Yeah,
Nick, want you to enjoy your birthday, live it up, and do your thing, man. Enjoy it.
I will. Thank you, man.
Thanks,
what's up with you, bud?
Y'all want to call each other later?
Or? Yeah, like you guys.
Is that what all he was doing?
Yeah,
was
just,
oh, well, that's nice. Birthday. I don't know if he had a sports take.
Are you going to try to pick him up and have sex
Look,
with him?
Dude, yeah. Things are slowing down for me right now.
What's up with you, Claire?
That.
What are you wearing?
I'm going to go straight home.
Here's
I'm not going
funny.
To the Rockets game.
No, you have to.
Yeah. No.
Yes, you do.
I will
you,
get
you,
in trouble. I will so get in trouble if I go to the Rockets game.
Here's what's funny about.
Yeah, you need to go to the Rockets game because so many people are going to buy you drinks. You know they're going to be out there. Yeah.
See, don't do that. Appreciate the call, Clarence. Here's the crazy thing, is that normally when we get calls, Nick gets mad at us. If we get a
oh,
call
yes.
and we just and we get conversational.
Yes.
He's like, that's bad. You don't just get conversational and like, so what's up with you? First thing he does with a little hint in his body, what's up, Clarence? How's it going? Like, what?
I'm just, yeah.
You're
well,
feeling it, aren't you? I saw you pour some more, by the way. This
yep,
is almost
fine.
Gone.
Yeah, it's almost gone.
I know this is a bad. I'm so glad we are 7 minutes from being off the air. Less than that, because I don't know that you would be appropriate
I'm
for another.
You know the bad thing about this is that my driver's license expires today.
Oh, even better.
And I never renewed it, and I'm not eligible for an online renewal.
Because you waited too long?
No, I think after a certain time.
Oh, okay.
You have to go in and take a pic, like an updated pic.
Right.
So come like midnight, which is probably going to happen.
How many hours
I'll be
away
driving with an expired driver's license from Toyota Center.
Oh, great.
That a way to send out the warning note to those that care. Jeez.
Better hit up Uber.
That would be smart. And I need you to go to the game tonight. I think you need to be there.
For?
Just saying.
Just to get him in trouble?
No.
Mm-mm. Why are you trying to get my man's in trouble?
Oh, I'm not. It's quite the opposite. But I need him to not fizz out
Dude,
on
there's
me.
So, that
oh,
whole locker
duh.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to the night.
You got to go to game tonight.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
No, you don't.
No, you,
you have
don't.
No clue.
I thought you were talking about like the situation with. It doesn't matter. I'm
no,
not gonna
it
mention
doesn't.
It.
It's not about hugs and hoes. It's,
no.
it's about something different.
Hugs and hoes. No, you 1,000% have to go to the game. If you need me to give you a ride and then you can Uber back afterwards, I'll be glad to do that because it's your birthday. But
boom,
1,000%.
I just got the confirmation. You are going to the game tonight. You have
Why?
No choice because I got something lined up.
He's got you, man. I'm telling you, Nick, you will hate yourself for the rest of your life
if you don't go.
If you don't go to the game.
Okay. I'm just trying to represent Gal Media.
So make sure no one eats
come
the rest
eat,
of that
come
pizza.
Come eat this pizza.
Get it all
You've
down.
You got it starts at what? 8:30?
Yeah, eight, you got time so you can
hang
sit
out
in the
here,
bullpen.
Stop drinking the hen. Trust me on this. You know I would never steer you wrong.
Right. Please.
No, seriously, on this
no,
one,
I'm telling
serious
you.
Is a heart attack. You need to go to the game tonight.
I'm telling you right now, no more drinking. Come eat this pizza. Go chill in AJ's office. Lay on the floor for an hour. Get yourself right. Go to the game tonight. You will regret.
Is it 8 o'clock or 8:30 tonight?
It's an 8 o'clock
start.
Tip.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
will hate yourself if you don't do this tonight.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, my man's over here, Joel, has...
By
gonna,
the way,
you have like a different face than normal, so I can
because
I can tell you're being kind of serious.
I'm being dead serious.
As tipsy as I am right now.
Okay, don't bleep this up, is what I'm telling you.
Okay,
okay.
All right. So Karma in the building tonight for the Rockets.
Yeah.
First shot will be taken by none other than VMAX.
Nice.
Vernon Maxwell coming
yeah.
in from
yeah,
Carolina.
Which, you need to call him out.
He's going
to
be in the house.
Actually, this is my tipsy version talking.
Yeah. Call him out for what?
Because he joined the competitor. He joined the competitor.
He went on the air with them?
Your favorite buddy,
oh,
AC.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that. I'll have to keep him what's up, let him know what
I would
the
never.
Deal is.
I would have never said that if I wasn't
you
drinking
were
Hennessy.
Sober.
There's no way. I don't even know why I mentioned
By
that.
By the way, he gets shout-outs, though. He did this thing the other night when the playoffs were starting with this Golden State round where he got all these of his old jerseys from Mitchell and Ness and you could buy them $100 for the jersey, $150 if you wanted him to sign it. And then at the end he put, and if you're a Jazz fan, it's $500 and please stop following me on social media.
That's great.
And then a whole bunch of Jazz fans started getting at him and he goes, If I'd have known that all y'all people in Salt Lake City and Utah actually knew how to use the internet, I wouldn't have said such mean things.
That was the best tweet. That was one of his, and he's like really growing on social media, but that tweet went, a lot of his tweets go pretty not viral, but.
Oh, yeah. He gets good run from them. He's a funny dude on there. I love that he takes those shots. I think most Rockets fans do.
You know what I would like? A conversation between him and Michael Jordan. Just lock them up, one room.
That would be amazing.
What would the words exchange be said? What do you think, Joel?
Oh, I know VMAX is coming hard at the fact that he's not going to back down on the fact that they won the title. They would have won the title if with or without having to play Jordan. But you know what, though? Vernon's a guy that unless you antagonize him, he's pretty laid back cool.
Yeah.
But if you come at him or someone makes an outlandish, like if someone else in the room said, let's talk about the fact that the Bulls would have beat y'all, now it's on.
Oh, good. Yeah. Very good. All right. Yeah. Happy birthday, Nicholas.
Yes,
do not
happy
screw
birthday,
this
Nate,
up.
Thank you very much. Seriously.
Get to the game.
I will.
I mean it. Trust
greatly
your boy.
Greatly appreciate
trust
it your boy everybody who participated, man. Seriously.
Been a great FEF Friday. We're going to talk to you again on Monday. We'll be talking a lot one way or another about Rockets, Warriors, and how this series concludes. So you guys have a great weekend. Take care of yourself and others, and we'll talk to you on Monday. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.